Our brother is asking regarding the rule of shaving the hair of the female baby, the female newborn. And the answer is, we said no. This hukum regarding shaving the hair of the baby, of the newborn, is specific for the male. Doesn't include the females. The evidence of that, because the main hadith to prove this mas'ala is hadith Samura. Hadith Samura, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned it clearly, and he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kullu ghulam, every male child, every child which is male. So the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned exactly the baby male, the male baby, the dhakar, the child which is male. Kullu ghulamin murtahan bi'aqil hadith yuhlaq ra'suhu wa yusamma fi yawmi sab'ihi. So you cannot compare it with the female. If the Prophet ﷺ, he wanted, he's gonna mention it like how he mentioned the male. Why is that? He mentioned the male gender, and he's gonna mention the female gender also, because a lot of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they have daughters, Allah, and himself, Ali, he had a granddaughter. He just left among the people in the history, the granddaughter of the Prophet ﷺ through Ali and Fatima was during his life or after. The correct opinion is when he was alive, Ali, but they was so small, or too small for him, for them to be mentioned in his time, Ali. And the hadith that they said Fatima, she shaved the hair of Umm Kulthum bint Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'an, is not authentic. This hadith, the authentication of this hadith is for us to understand the meaning of paying sadaqah by weighting the scales of the hair with the fidda or dhahab, silver or gold. Yes, but in details of this hadith, it's not authentic, it's da'if. And he cannot conflict or go or reach to the level of hadith Samura, because hadith Samura much clear, much authentic and obvious. And anyway, and this is the reason of it is obvious, because of the female, we should, you know, beautify them, take care of their hair, make them beautiful. This how's the culture being. That's why the culture of a lot of people and many places who this sunnah is in the natural state, they are practicing because they know the difference between male and female. Male and female. And this is the correct opinion, is the madhab of the Hanabila. Imam Ahmad al-Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned it clearly. It's for the untha, for the female. And Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala also support this fatwa in many fatwa from Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, am or khas, general or in details. Same thing in Lajnat Da'ima. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the correct opinion, inshallah. And whoever follow the opinion of the majority and he make it general, which support by Shaykh Albani rahmallahu ta'ala and others, la ba's, al-mas'ala tahtamilu. And the khilaf in this mas'ala doesn't affect our brotherhood. It's a huge, and the different opinions exist since the beginning in between the Hanabil and the majority, like how I said to you before. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.